This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Life comes with all sorts of challenges. Some you may not be prepared for, but it's good to learn new things to help get ready for the real world. Hello, and welcome to the Experience It Man podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Know-It-All, and we're going to find new skills that you may not realize you need, but do, to unlock for your personal skill tree. Whether it be for college life or life in general, let's get to Experience It Man. Welcome back to the Experience It Man podcast, where we go find new skills to unlock for your personal skill tree. Everyone has been exposed to some form of music, and in fact probably have their own favorite playlist of songs, artists, and genres altogether. Even though you think you know music, have you tried going deeper into how songs are produced or even picked up an instrument yourself? Well, today we're going to talk about not only just how delving deeper into how music is made, but maybe picking up an instrument on your own. Music is deeper than just listening to it. It can give you a new understanding to how your favorite songs are made. Not only that, but it's a huge part of cultural media now. I have seen a lot of examples such as Spotify and SoundCloud being huge parts of the norm for people listening to music. And there's just a lot of different outlets for people nowadays to find ways to enjoy their own genre of either rock and roll, pop, etc., you name it. Sometimes music can bring people together who don't even speak the same language. I know a lot of people who like to listen to reggaeton or Latino music, and they're not even understanding the words, but just the beats all together can bring people together. And that's how like a lot of concerts are internationally made, because you don't really have to enjoy or understand the music, the lyrics itself, to understand and enjoy the music from the artists. That's why people go internationally on huge tours. And learning, not only that, but if you go deeper into the part where you can understand how the artist itself is making their music and their songs, you can gain a new understanding and an appreciation for how your favorite music genre is made. Learning a new instrument can give you that new perspective in how you learn these new ways of creating music, but not only that, but it gives you a new perspective on how you learn a new skill. Not only just learning new skills in the music industry, but you can learn a new skill in anything based on how you can learn how to pick up an instrument. I, for example, have learned piano, and it helped me organize and see what I can do to get that in that mentality of learning a new skill, because learning an instrument is hard. And so it's that same mentality of, oh, I may not get it the first time, but as long as I keep going back at it, I can eventually figure it out and master it. And so that's what you can get outside of the house or outside of the instrumental room. And as before from another episode, in learning a new skill, it's always good to have people with that knowledge to help you. A lot of people now, I think, are very well composed in learning an instrument or have learned an instrument or how to produce music in general. A lot of SoundCloud rappers, they have more of an insight into how songs are being produced than the average person. And so, who knows? People you may not even know about can help you learn these new perspectives and new ways of learning strictly based on music. And it's just a new way of learning something, and I think that's very important, and I think it's a very cool way of finding that new skill. And so I think it's just that once you know the basics of how something is made, it could be just music, food, or fabricating something such as a car. Once you get an understanding of how that is made, you get a whole new perspective. And that's what this is all about. You're getting a new perspective on how your everyday things are created, and you kind of gain a appreciation for those who work nonstop to make that thing that you may treasure so much. I've listened to a lot of different music genres, and it helps me gain different views on how each genre is different, fine-tuned with their instruments to make it work together. And so rock has a more aggressive beats and their different tempos, and not only that, but there's other things such as electro, which uses pure technology that can produce music. And I think that's pretty cool, because the whole switch between acoustic and electric, doesn't matter whether it's classical music such as Beethoven or electrical such as dubstep. I think it's pretty cool that we have such a huge variety. There are important things to not only understanding how a song or type of music is created, but learning a new instrument is important too, because it also opens your mind with new skills on picking something up. New techniques have been like taught and been discovered, and so that you can find different ways to pick up an instrument, and each way of picking up an instrument is different than the first. But eventually, you kind of get the same idea, and there's a universal way of learning that, and I'll get to that later. Learning a new instrument can give you the skill of hearing different instruments individually in a single song. I've been able to, after many years, figure out, oh, this song, I can hear the tempo of the drums, the bass line, and then the melodical attributes of the guitars and piano and strings, and I can understand the basic aspects of how a single song can be made, and eventually you can pick up on those things. When starting out and picking up a new instrument, it's going to be very hard. I remember my first few days of learning piano, I was super nervous because it just felt overwhelming, looking at the different notes, seeing all the keys, especially as like a three-year-old kid, you're like scared beyond belief, and I was super nervous because I didn't know what was going on. But my piano instructor was very calm and collected and told me the ropes. And eventually, after all these years of learning piano, I gained a new respect for band kids, because face it, band kids in high school are usually not seen as like, oh, they're like the cool kids of high school, but like kind of like nerdy. But now when you eventually, if you do pick up an instrument, you kind of see how much effort and work they put into each concert or performance, and you just kind of gain a cool respect for them. I have a little sister who's on her way in orchestra and strings. She started back when she was in sixth grade, and obviously when you go see a concert for when people are starting school band, you kind of imagine, oh, it's like the creaky violins and then the off tempo beats, and yeah, it's true, but then as seeing from someone who has watched the skill level up or develop from a middle school player to a high school orchestra, you can see the huge difference, and it shows. I recently went to a concert for my sister's orchestra, and you can see the difference in skill between all the schools, because they had a concert where all the levels, the school levels of band and orchestra were playing together. And then seeing that the high school band play and hearing them, you can feel all the emotions of each song that they play, and then each piece has a different attitude, especially when working with the kids beforehand than the younger kids. It just gives you a new appreciation for how much work they put into it. And it's just for like, you know, just a cool 5 to 10 minute song that you may not even like know about. But the fact that they're able to produce such classical pieces of art is amazing. And a cool fact about playing an instrument, it kind of helps develop the brain. I have a uncle who told me that if someone has Alzheimer's, learning or playing an instrument can help prevent it or slow it down immensely. And so I recently find out that someone in my family member is like developing Alzheimer's, and so we're trying to teach him how to play the piano, or well, not really teach him, but like get him to relearn how to play the piano. And it really helps with helping prevent the development of Alzheimer's. And it's really cool because you can see him really focused on learning this very complex skill of reading the notes and then playing the keys accordingly. And so it not just helps with just bringing your emotions and all that and getting an appreciation, but there are actual physical health thing benefits in learning a new instrument too. And it just helps develop your brain further and kind of makes you look smarter, if that makes sense. I can get into learning an instrument and all the benefits, but bottom line is things are going to get difficult with learning or just having that appreciation for music. I've learned to play piano for 12 plus years, and I can guarantee you that over those 12 years of experience of playing a piano, I know all the difficulties. And it's not even just struggling to learn a new song, but getting that pressure of, oh, you learn an instrument, can you play the song? Because sometimes there's that all of a sudden sudden pressure that, oh, or that stigma, like, oh, you, since you know how to pick up an instrument, you must enjoy playing it, or you have to play it for me. And most of the case, it's true. Like, yeah, you would want to show off your new skill, but not everyone likes to be like that. But it's just part of learning a new instrument. And so bottom line is, don't get upset over a few mistakes in playing, because I have learned different techniques in practicing songs, and I always had that mentality that, oh, it must be perfect and it has to go smoothly, otherwise I made a whole lot of mistakes. Especially for me when I'm practicing for recitals, which can be very stress inducing for a young kid. But it really shows your skills. Making those small mistakes may think are like huge, but in the bottom line, it's not. It's okay, because you're still learning. And I remember talking about that with my parents, and then especially when I was young, I always get super upset after my recitals that I say, oh, I made all these mistakes. But then they all told me that, what mistakes? I didn't hear anything. It sounded pretty good to me. And then it made me realize, like, oh, maybe if you may know the mistakes, but as long as everyone else understands that you worked hard and you played pretty well, as long as everything else looked like it went well to them, it's okay. And it's just, you're going to have to learn to forgive yourself. It's a very, learning an instrument is very self, kind of like self pressurizing, because it's really based on you and how you feel about your confidence in learning and playing your music. And even though I stopped playing piano, it has impacted my life greatly, to the fact where now, as someone who's learned the different skills in playing an instrument, I can learn similarly how to pick up reading notes and how things are performed and played if I were to learn a new instrument such as guitar. I looked at the note sheets and I looked at the different skills, and apparently the note system over every instrument is the same, going from A through G, all the octaves, the sharps, everything like that is universal, which is pretty cool, because that means if you can read sheet music on one type of instrument, you can do that for majority of other instruments. Granted, there will be different variations and slight differences, but the majority of the time it's very similar, especially also when you're writing music yourself. I was able to pick out different sounds and different motifs for different music songs. I can learn how to do the bass line and how that can support the melodies of the actual trebles and instruments that help with basically producing that catchy rhythm for you in your head, and the drums, the tempos, how each of the timing of the BPM, beats per minute, which is like usually how like the beats of a song, like ba-dum, 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 like the drums, for example, in the song. And you can basically learn all those different techniques and terms overall. Treble being, oh, these are for treble clef are mentally usually for notes that are in a higher pitch. Tempos is usually like I said, the timing of beats and so forth. I'm now able to read music flawlessly. Well, not flawless, but I can read music enough to where I can understand how where each note is able to play, and then I'm able to teach or like help my sister as she's still playing the piano. When she gets stuck on certain parts, I can see, hey, like where what notes are given on the piano. And then eventually, I'm not the great at it, but I am able to pick up songs by ear and try to play them, but it'll just take me some time to develop and actually figure out the song. Having a start in knowing how to produce songs is also part of the skill. I'm able to figure out, oh, since now I know I can pick up on each different instrument that I can hear in song, I can probably figure out how songs are produced or written, because each instrument has a specific role in that song. And there's just different variations to it. Eventually, I want to get to learning how to run the whole orchestra, but that's somewhere later down in the future. Eventually, I'll come back into practicing piano, but at the moment, I just don't have the time. Music is kind of hard, if not like a skill, but the topic itself of learning how to pick up an instrument and just open your eyes to new and how new things are created. It's just, it's important in terms of knowing and addressing it. But when it comes to learning a new instrument, that's a very important skill to have. You're very much guaranteed to impress people, and then they will think, whoa, like this kid is pretty talented. And depending on what you do, you may go into your, put yourself into a band, and who knows, you could go famous and people will even appreciate you further because you're a very talented song creator. And it gives a sense of self-satisfaction when learning new songs. Learning an instrument or just learning how to create music is a self-satisfying profession and hobby, if some people like to call it that. But it's nice to have. And so, kind of, in a sense, hope that was kind of music to your ears. And so, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, because next week I'll see you in episode 6. I'm Mr. Know-It-All, over and out.